right? It came from you and the God of my understanding. And it just left me, so it must have been my ego. I remember. Someone had talked about when I start drinking, I become a drug addict, right? And I tried them all. You know, if you handed me a pill, you know, I didn't ask you what it was. I just did it, and I hoped you were around if I blacked out or, you know, went on a trip. I wasn't sure I did. I blow-dried my hair once on acid, and I came out like Bozo the Clown. And the whole room dropped, and I'm like thinking I'm just beautiful. And lesson there, don't dry your hair when you're on acid. But my drug became cocaine. And the reason why it was is because it helped me manage how much I could drink. That's what cocaine did for me. Alcohol was always on the table. Cocaine most of the time. I didn't have a lot of money, right? So you had to do the things you had to do to get other people to pay for your cocaine, right? And, you know, and I talked earlier about introducing yourselves to the guy next to you in the morning and hoping, I think I invited them, so I don't know. You know, today they talk about date rape, and I don't want to minimize that, but I'm not sure that is if you're in a blackout and what you say. I don't know what your responsibility is there. So I had no one in my life, and this next door was a comedy club. This comic used to come and sit in my well, and he was sober. And he would come in and order a cup of coffee, and I remember it cost $1.75. So anyone that came in for coffee was like, "Gah, great, I'm getting a 25-cent tip, right? This is not going to do it for me." But he kept coming into the well, and I didn't know he was sober. And he started talking about, you know, AA and blah, blah, blah. And I started sharing with him because everyone in my family was an alcoholic. I had no idea. That's what I learned in college with a college counselor, that everybody in my life was an alcoholic. And it was just normal. It was just normal for me. I didn't know anything outside of, obviously, where I grew up. So he started talking about this, and you know, I was sure he was the one. And, you know, I just needed to do what he did, and, you know, we'd get married, right? You know, two dates, we're getting married. And at the time, my grandfather was drinking himself to death, and he was my favorite person in the whole wide world. And I couldn't understand why he was drinking himself to death. He had already lost his voice box. You know, his kidney was failing, all this stuff. And I could not understand how this man was drinking himself to death, you know? And I couldn't look in the mirror, right? And so this guy, Kurt, said, my grandfather died, and went to my therapist that day, and he said that I had alcoholic feet. He's never seen anybody. Anyone he's seen with my feet was an alcoholic. And I was like, I don't know what that means. And Kurt said, could you just go back? How about if you just go back to the funeral and not drink? Can you just do that? And I'm waiting for the engagement ring, so yes, I can. And it was a tough week. You know, it was a tough week. We told the priest, I forget, he had cancer or something. It was cirrhosis. He died from cirrhosis of the liver. And I just couldn't get it. But what I learned was I was having a really hard time staying sober because that's how I dealt with everything, was high or drunk. I couldn't do life without some kind of chemical. And so I came back and I'm, you know, here it is. Here I am. And he took me to a meeting, like no engagement ring, nothing. We went to a meeting, and it was up at any lengths. And so we said, we're going to go to this meeting, and we went to a meeting at the comedy club up in L.A. And there was about, I don't know, 150 people there, and there were some celebrities in the room. And you had to go around and introduce yourself. My name is so-and-so, I'm an alcoholic. And it came to me, right? And I had a bit of an ego, and I knew that if you didn't identify, you had to leave. So I couldn't get up in front of these celebrities and walk out, you know, so I'm going to pretend I have what they have, right?